It's a pleasure tonight and a joy to have Brother Josh Webster with us. Brother Josh has preached to some of our services at the last couple of camps and was able to come be with us tonight and in the morning. And I just believe that if we'll open our hearts and our ears, amen, God has a word to speak to us. Amen. Let's give Brother Webster a hand of welcome. Come, Brother Josh, take your liberty tonight. Amen in the Lord.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be here in the house of God tonight. So good to see all of the familiar faces that are here. I wouldn't dare begin to call names. There's just too many people. I got here just in time for service, so I really didn't get to talk to very many people. Considering I got up this morning about 4:15 this morning in Colorado Springs, Colorado, left there and headed this way. Got here in time for church, and the only thing I forgot was my belt. But considering that's the only thing I forgot, I think I'm doing all right. So if y'all overlooked that, I walked in the back door tonight, and it's habit. I checked my belt, and I was like, oh, man. But I'm just going to tell myself now so there's nobody having to guess, where's his belt? I forgot it. So good to be here tonight. I appreciate the opportunity to be with you and to be among you, and I count it a great privilege. A great honor to be here among all these wonderful people and the wonderful pastors that coordinate this conference and this youth camp every year. They are my friends. They're not just pastors, but they're my friends. I love them, appreciate them, and just count it a privilege to be among you and to be able to see you all again. I appreciate the presence of the Lord that is here tonight. I don't just say this, but I believe this with all my heart. I really, truly believe God wants to help someone here tonight. Do you believe that? Did you come expecting God to do something, or did you just come because it's just another youth conference? I really believe God is going to help somebody. I felt the Lord here this evening. I came in, got to my hotel room, and was praying for a little while there before service. Brother Glenn Mead, the Lord just come by and moved in that room. Hallelujah. And just kind of reassured me that he's here already. And then he's working among us. And then we got here tonight and we began to sing those songs and began to worship. And I know I wasn't the only one that felt the Holy Ghost come in the building. God's here to help somebody. I said, God's here to help somebody. You can throw me out the window, that's fine, but we need God in here tonight. But God has already showed up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. You know, something that was on my mind, I guess I need to read my text and preach, but tonight I was praying in the name Jesus. I just kept saying that name, Brother Tolbert. Jesus. 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 You know. Sometimes you think as a preacher, you kind of feel pressurized a little bit. You think you need to get up there and say something that somebody hasn't heard before. Well, if I just get up there and preach that, Lord, they've already heard that. They've already heard about the cross and they've heard about the blood 3,000 times. If I preach that, they're going to be bored. But I tell you what, about a month and a half ago, I was praying, and I really felt the Lord deal with me and say, if you just go back to the simplistic gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul said it was the power of God unto salvation. Sometimes we think we need to get up here with three tricks and a bag and pull some kind of a rabbit out of the hat. But I'm going to tell you, when you look in the Bible and you find out what Paul preached and you find out what Jesus did and you see what all these other men in the Bible did, they preached Christ, they preached him crucified, they preached hell, they preached the basics, they preached the blood, they preached salvation, they preached repentance. I'm going to tell you here tonight, I was praying in that room and I began to just call on the name of Jesus. And I didn't have to say it too many times, Sister Tolbert. And I felt the power of God fill that place. And the Spirit of God begin to fill that room. So you know what? If you don't mind here tonight, this may seem a little out of order to you. But if you wouldn't mind just standing up on your feet one more time. And for just a couple minutes, I want you to call on the name of Jesus. I want you to say it with me. Jesus. 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 I want you to say it that hell would hear it. Jesus, he is my deliverer. He is my healer. He is my savior. He was the lamb which was slain from the foundation of the world. His name is Jesus. It's at the name of Jesus. Every devil in hell. It ain't at the name of some preacher. It ain't at the choir singing. But it's at the name of Jesus. My God, that every devil in hell trembles. It's at the name of Jesus that darkness is dispelled. It's at the name of Jesus that demons flee. It's at the name of Jesus that chains are broken. It's at the name of Jesus that drug addicts are set free. It's at the name of Jesus that alcoholics are ripped out of the grip of hell and turn their life around. There's no other name given among men whereby we can be saved except the name of Jesus. I'm going to tell you, the church is in a bad predicament if we can't get excited about the name of Jesus. Anytime the preacher's got to come and dance around like a kangaroo to get us to move, we're in trouble. If we can't come to the house of God and lift up his name, we need to check ourselves. There shouldn't be nothing else on this earth that gets us any more excited than the name of Jesus. It's at that name that he set me free. It's that name that brought me out. It's that name that saved my father. It's that name that saved my mother. It's that name that changed my life. The name of Jesus. We think we've got to have a program. We think we've got to have seven songs. I just want Jesus to have his way here tonight. I said I want Jesus to have his way here tonight. Well, go ahead. Just worship him. We're not on no time clock. It's Friday night. It wasn't uncommon several years ago, back where I'm from, to have church till 12 and 1 o'clock in the morning. It wasn't uncommon to pack people out speaking in tongues at midnight and 1 o'clock. But now if we don't get out by 9 o'clock so we can see our favorite TV show or make it to our favorite restaurant, we're offended. If you want to leave, that's okay. But I come here tonight to lift up and exalt the name above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. The Spirit of God has spoken and said, judgment is coming quickly. If I was going to preach to you tonight a message that I felt God lay on my heart a month and a half ago for this service, I was going to preach to you Isaiah. He said, hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. I don't believe I need to preach it tonight, brother. The Holy Ghost is already talking to you. Judgment is coming. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. I was going to preach to you tonight on the city of woe. Hell is a real place, you hear me? And hell is waiting on your arrival. The flames of hell are lashing at your heels this very moment. And it is nothing but the mercy and the hand of God that has held hell back this hour. It is his mercy. But if the Holy Ghost was to withdraw himself, and the grace of God and the mercy of God is to be withdrawn, what is it to hold hell back from your soul tonight? Nothing. Nothing. God.
a place of torment, a place of misery, a place where your body is tormented for eternity, a place where the flame is not quenched and the worm dieth not, a place where you will beg for mercy and not find it, a place where you will beg for a second chance but there is not one, a place where you will repent but will not find forgiveness, a place where you will call upon God but he will not be found, a place where darkness and blackness will swallow you forever, a place where demons will torment you, a place where the fire is not quenched. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. Only a fool would go to hell tonight. I said only a fool would go to hell. The Spirit of God is drawing you. The heavens have been opened. And God is dealing in mercy. And only a fool would walk out this door tonight without making it right with God. The Holy Ghost has already spoke and said, judgment is coming quickly. You didn't know what I was preaching. That woman of God that gave that message didn't know what I was preaching. But the Holy Ghost knew what I was preaching. And he spoke to somebody tonight and said, judgment is coming quickly. Hell is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. Under an open heaven, only a fool would go to hell. With access to the holies of holies, only a fool would go to hell. With access to the mercy seat in a golden basin filled and dripping with the blood of the Lamb, and still you'll go to hell. But tonight, the Spirit of God is drawing. Brother Dustin, would you come? I was praying in that room tonight, and I was going to tell you this at the end of this message, but I was praying in that room tonight and God had dealt with me about this message, and just before I came over here I felt the Lord speak to me and he said, you tell them they don't have to go to hell. You tell them there is a remedy. You tell them there is hope. You tell them there is help. You tell them I am there to help them and they don't have to go to hell. Yes, hell is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. Yes, the flames are lashing for your soul. But the Lord spoke tonight and said, there's help and there's hope. And you don't have to go to hell. Because there is a remedy. Because there is a remedy. Because there is an answer. Because he is here tonight, not because of me, not because of another preacher, but because of that name that we started out with, Jesus. That's why. Because Jesus is here. Because Jesus is here. Because Jesus is here. You don't have to go to hell. There is a remedy. There is an answer. There is help. If you're here tonight, young man, you've came to youth conference, you've came to youth camp, but tonight you're farther from God than you've been in a long time. You need to make it right. Young lady, you've came to youth camp after youth camp, you've came to youth conference after youth conference, but tonight you're in a place that you've never been before. You're further than you've ever been. Tonight, God's got your number and he's calling you. Don't walk out on God. I said, don't walk out on God while he calls your name. I preached revival in Northwest Arkansas. I preached on hell that night, Brother Meade, and there was a whole room full of young people in that church, and the Spirit of God spoke and said, don't walk out on me. He said, know ye not that hell awaits thee this very night if you walk out on my voice. I seen a drug addict boy run to that altar. I seen a drug addict alcoholic boy, another one run to that altar. The Spirit of God drew him in mercy that night. Don't walk out on me. You can walk out on Josh Webster. You can walk out on Benny Talbert. You can walk out on Glenn Meade. But you don't walk out on the Holy Ghost and get away with it. You don't walk out on the Holy Ghost and get away with it. Preacher, a friend of mine was preaching in Southern Florida, and he preached that night a message on hell. There was a young man, 18 years old, sat in the back with his girlfriend, unmoved. That preacher friend said conviction fell in that church like I have never felt before, to the point that people literally moaned and groaned under the weight of conviction. And that young man sat on that back pew and never moved. The Spirit of God spoke to that preacher, and he said, "You tell him someone will face the gates of hell very soon." Preaching that night, he said, "I fear someone here will face the gates of hell very soon if you don't make it right." The young man never moved. That was on a Sunday night. Tuesday, he made this statement. He said, "I'm going to church tonight. I'm going to make it right." He never made it, Brother Tolbert. Tuesday evening, he went and got a revolver and drove to his girlfriend's house and put it against his own body and pulled the trigger. He never made it back. He called him Sunday night, but he didn't come. And Tuesday night, I fear that boy faced the gates of hell by himself. You can't face the gates of hell by yourself. You're not big enough. You're not prepared for what hell has for you. Don't walk out on the Holy Ghost tonight. By God, don't walk out on the Holy Ghost. Shando Kota. He's done everything but call your name. But tonight, in mercy, he has called. I said, in mercy, he has called. I want him to get ready to sing right now. Spirit of God spoke to me in that hotel room. He said, "You tell them they don't have to go to hell." And I know for a fact tonight, if I tell you that I have done what God told me to do, you don't have to go to hell. There is a remedy. There is hope. There is an answer. It is the blood of Jesus Christ. It is the name of Jesus. There is a remedy. His blood is the remedy. The propitiation for your sin. What will you do with Jesus tonight? He's calling you, young people. He's talking to you. There is no sin too great that his blood cannot cleanse. There is no demon too strong. There is no chain too large. There is no pit too deep that the arm of God cannot reach you tonight. His blood will cleanse you. His blood. You know who you are. I want them to sing right now. If they would.
Whoever sins, sick soul, there is a cure for all.
There's a cure if you want
all
it.
All the pain and hurt and wrong, there is a solution.
There's a solution if you want it.
For the problems deep inside. There is a remedy.
There's a remedy. Who is
His
it?
Name is Jesus.
His name
Christ.
Is Jesus Christ.
There is a remedy.
If you're here tonight and God's dealing with you, I would not wait one more moment. I'd get out of my seat right now. I'd make my way to this altar. And I'd make it right with God before I left
all
this place.
The pain and hurt and wrong, there is a solution.
If you don't come, you won't offend me. But it's the Holy Ghost. If you offend Him.
There is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. A remedy for every sin, sick soul. There is a cure for all. for all the problems deep inside. There is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. For the world that's lost in darkness, for the saint who's gone astray, for the sinner blind but searching, for the child in need of faith, for the homeless and forsaken, for the hungry and the cold, for the prisoner and the captive, for the young and for the old. There is a remedy for every sin sick soul. There is a cure for all, all the pain and hurt and wrong. There is a solution for all the problems deep inside. There is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. For the world that's lost in darkness, for the saint who's gone astray, for the sinner blind but searching, for the child in need of faith, for the homeless and forsaken, for the hungry and the cold, for the prisoner and the captive, for the young and for the old. There is a remedy for every sin-sick soul. There is a cure for all, all the pain and hurt and wrong. There is a solution for all the problems deep inside. There is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. Oh, there is a remedy for every sin-sick soul. There is a cure for all, for all the pain, the hurt and wrong. There is a solution for all the problems deep inside. There is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. For the bitter and the lonely, for the weary and afraid, for the burdened and frustrated, the discouraged and dismayed, for the mocked and persecuted, for the battered, for the wrong, for the scarred and for the wounded, for the weak and for the strong. There is a remedy for every sin-sick soul. There is a cure for all, for all the pain, the hurt and wrong. There is a solution for all the problems deep inside. There is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. Oh, and there is a remedy for every sin-sick soul. There is a cure for all, oh, for all the hurt and wrong and wrong. There is a solution for all the problems deep inside. There is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. For the bitter and the lonely, for the weary and afraid, for the burdened and frustrated, the discouraged and dismayed, for the mocked and persecuted, for the battered, for the wrong, for the scared and for the wounded, for the weak and for the strong. There is a remedy for every sin-sick soul. There is a cure for all, for all the pain, the hurt and wrong. There is a solution for all the problems deep inside. There is a remedy, His name is Jesus Christ. Oh, and there is a remedy, oh, for every sin-sick soul. There is a cure for all, for all the hurt, the pain, and wrong. side, there is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. For the world that's lost in darkness, for the saved who's gone astray, for the sinner blind but searching, for the child in need of faith, for the homeless and forsaken, for the hungry, for the cold, for the prisoner and the captain, for the young and for the old, there is a remedy for every sin, say, soul. There is a cure for all the pain, the hurt and wrong. There is a solution for all the problems deep inside. There is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. Oh, and there is a remedy for every sin, sin. So there is a cure for all, for all the pain, the hurt and wrong. There is a solution for all the problems deep inside. There is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. For the bitter and the lonely, for the weary and afraid, for the burdened and frustrated, the discouraged and dismayed, for the mocked and persecuted, for the battered, for the wrong, for the scarred and for the wounded, for the weak and for the strong, there is a remedy for every sin, sin. So there is a cure for all the pain, the hurt and wrong. There is a solution for all the problems deep inside. There is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. Oh, there is a remedy for every sin, sin. So there is a cure for all the pain, the hurt, and wrong. There is a solution for all the problems deep inside. There is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. So there is a remedy for every sin, sin. So there is a cure for all the pain, the hurt, and wrong. There is a solution for all the problems deep inside. There is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. For the bitter and the lonely, for the weary and afraid, for the burdened and frustrated, the discouraged and dismayed, for the mocked and persecuted, for the battered, for the wrong, for the scarred and for the wounded, for the weak and for the strong, there is a remedy for every sin, sin. So there is a cure for all the pain, the hurt and wrong. There is a solution for all the problems deep inside. There is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. Oh, there is a remedy for every sin, sin. So there is a cure for all the pain, the hurt and wrong. There is a solution for all the problems deep inside. There is a remedy, and His name is Jesus Christ. Oh, there is a remedy for every sin, sin. So there is a cure for all the pain, the hurt and wrong. There is a solution for all the problems deep inside.